Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with state climatologist Harry Hilliker about the odds of a white Christmas. Well, it's that time of the year. People are starting to wonder, what are the odds of a white Christmas? And looking at southeast Iowa, what are you seeing?
Well, it's looking, still kind of iffy, even though we're getting pretty close to Christmas now. There is some chances of snow, though, coming up coming weekend, and particularly a small chance on Friday night, relatively small chance on Saturday night at the moment, and a fairly good chance, actually, on Christmas Eve on Sunday, where the current Weather Service forecast is going for a 50% chance of snow. And the question is just if we have the moisture. We'll be definitely cold enough for snow with temperatures, even the daytime hours, being below freezing this coming weekend. And Christmas Day itself could be very cold with highs perhaps just in the teens that day. And but still, there are some snow chances. None of it looks to be very heavy. The bigger storm event, at least initially, is thought to be coming Thursday night. And that looks to be, each model run seems to be putting that further north, more into Minnesota, northern Iowa. So that one doesn't look like it's going to help southeast part of the state see a white Christmas. But some more chances Saturday night into Sunday. And still a bit far out to pin anything down there, but looks possible at least.
And what's the technical criteria for a white Christmas?
Well, kind of the unofficial definition is having an inch or more snow on the ground Christmas Day. And historically, that happens, at least in Washington area, it's happened about 36% of the time. It's been a while, though. The last time we had a white Christmas, by that definition, was 4 years ago, 2013, where 5 inches of snow was on the ground as of Christmas morning, not following that particular day. And the snowiest Christmas a couple of times kind of stand out, 2000, 17 years ago. We had 11 inches of snow on the ground Christmas morning, again, mostly falling earlier that month. And 1951 was the biggest one, 12 inches of snow on the ground Christmas morning. And again, virtually most of that coming earlier in the month, but hadn't melted by Christmas Day.
And we haven't seen a whole lot of snow around here lately. Is that normal?
Yeah, it's been very snowless, really, everywhere in the state, and not just a lack of snow, but lack of any sort of precipitation. So far in December, just a few very light precipitation events, generally coming as rain in the southeastern part of the state, and maybe 15-20% of the state, the northeast corner and the northwest edge of the state, are the only places that have had any measurable snow so far this winter, or at least snow of, say, of an inch or more accumulation. And in both cases, that didn't last very long. So it's been a very snowless winter everywhere in Iowa. But hard to get snow when we're not even getting any, much in the way of moisture. So it does look like it'd be in a somewhat more moist pattern coming up here. And it's sort of already in it, where we did have a couple of light rain events here, at least recently. So getting a little more moisture this way, but still a pretty dry pattern that we've got with the main storm track going well off to our southeast, and also a secondary one generally quite a bit off to the northeast of the state, so Iowa generally being left pretty dry.
So if there's some folks locally who are wanting a white Christmas, they need to keep their fingers crossed.
Yes, at least it looks like there's a reasonable possibility we could have it, but doesn't look like anything particularly heavy, so it might be hard to get that unofficial criteria of an inch or more to call it a white Christmas, but certainly cold enough that whatever we do get is going to stick around.
That's been today's Washington Page with state climatologist Harry Hilliker. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.